So can you tell us about the Yarpen Festival and this year's theme, the spirit of survival?
Yes. So Yarpen actually comes from Survival Day. Survival Day started after the Bicentennial March in 1988, and it started off over in La Perouse. It went to Redfern Park, known as Survival Day, and eventually in 2002 came to Victoria Park and was changed to Yarpen. So the spirit of survival, the theme for Yarpen this year, is very much just relating to that whole thing about relating it back to the original days of survival.
Wonderful. So the spirit of survival theme is almost playing homage to the Day of Mourning.
Yes. So it all, it all starts from the Day of Mourning. So the Day of Mourning protest was the first protest in 1938, led by Jack Patton and William Cooper. Basically, that was a protest for Aboriginal people only, to raise awareness about the living conditions of Aboriginal people at the time, and they've continued to march and rally years going forward, all the way up until now. We're still doing it, still marching now.
And Yarpen always has a jam-packed full program each year. Can you tell us what's happening this year?
Yeah, so we've got a lot happening this year. We've got a main stage full of musicians, corroborative ground, dancers, and a speak out tent as well. With our speak out tent, we hold topical conversations. This year, we're focusing on the New South Wales legislation for adoption without consent. And we'll have speakers from the Stolen Generation and young people that are going through those kinds of processes right now. We've also got on the main stage, we've got our headliners, Selma Plum and Isaiah. We've got Shakaya reuniting as well, which is very, very exciting. And a whole bunch of other well-known acts like Uncle Roger Knox is coming, Kutcher Edwards. We've just got a really great lineup this year. I'm very excited for people to come and see it.
That's a huge lineup. And I heard that the Last Connection is coming as well.
Yes, they were a late release. We only let that out the other day, I think. Yeah, so that's all very, very exciting. People are really responding very well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very exciting to come up to. And it has such a big program that truly represents the diversity of culture and communities, especially when you look at the speak out tent, looking at multiple views and opinions on very current issues.
So yes.
What are you personally looking forward to? Do you have a favorite event?
Oh, you know what? I couldn't even tell you what I'm most looking forward to. I've been working on it for so long now with my team. I'm just so excited for everybody to be here and to be engaged. So, I mean, we also have a lot of non-Indigenous people that attend Yarpen as well. So it's really just super exciting to be able to welcome everybody in and let them be a part of the day.
Well, it's always jam-packed. I've gone to Yarpen the last couple of years, and every year it just seems to get bigger and bigger. My personal favourite is definitely the corroboree ground, because I love seeing the dancers.
I think that is a favourite for a lot of people, actually.
Mm. But then again, one of my other favourites is definitely going to the markets and picking up new handmade jewellery. It's always something really cool, and my money always ends up going straight to the markets.
Yeah, the market's a great place to be, and it's actually right in the middle of everything now this year, so that's very, very exciting. A lot of people like the market.
Yeah, there's heaps of handmade stuff from all across Australia.
Yeah.
You've got a big lineup. You've got the spirit of survival. The Yarpen starts with the protest and then heading to the festival, is that right?
Yeah, so we usually encourage people to attend the protest. The protest is led by a group by the name of Fire. They will start down at Hyde Park this year at 11 a.m. and they will have a few speakers as well to get that protest, that march started, and then march from Hyde Park all the way up through Broadway to Victoria Park. And we will walk them in to the park as well. So, the march is always quite huge. It's like 10 to 20,000 people that come through the march as well. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. A lot of people are moving around and trying to get into the park, but we will manage.
Good thing it's a big park.
Yeah, we have a very open park, so it is that is good in that way.
Well, it's definitely jam-packed. For listeners that haven't been or are definitely looking to go, when and where will Yarvan be?
Yeah, so it's at Victoria Park Broadway on the corners of Parramatta Road and City Road. The gates open essentially at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m. We will kick off with our opening ceremony at 11 a.m. And then straight into main stage activities, corroboree, and the speak out will all kind of start at around 12.
Wonderful.
And that's everything, yeah.
And that's a free event as well.
Yes, yes. And we've also, anybody bring kids, if you come up to the Gadigal tent and get your wristband for anyone under 10 years old, there's free access to the pool. So it's supposed to be very hot on Saturday. So please, if you do have kids under 10 years old, they can get free access to the pool. So please take advantage of that. And yeah, please stay hydrated.
That's wonderful advice, especially in this weather. Now, I'm sure you've got a million things to do. It's a very busy time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
you.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
That was Blake Robinson, the Yarvan Festival Director, talking to us about the Yarvan Festival. Yarvan Festival is a free event with a gold coin donation welcome organised by the Gadigal Information Service. It is held on the traditional lands of the Gadigal people in Sydney at Victoria Park.